Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Right now, I like Yankees. I like, obviously, I like the two teams in the West. That's three. I like Detroit is four. I like Tampa Bay. I don't like Boston right now because of the pitching woes that they're going through right now. And as long as Philadelphia has those three guys, three-headed monster, I know they've got some guys out. But if you look at their track record the last 4 or 5 years, they're right around 500 until the end of June, and then they take off. As long as they got those three guys and Papel Bontien, I got to put them in there. But those are the ones that stand out for me.
There's a Major League Baseball announcer with his early picks for the teams to watch as the new baseball season gets underway, and that's what is number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to our weekly overview of the hot hits in Talk Radio for the week ending Friday, the 6th of April. And as usual, we'll review all top 10 during this hour. And the information comes from the folks at Talkers Magazine and Talkers.com. They monitor talk radio all across the country to determine the list. And this week, as I said, Major League Baseball is at the number 10 spot. Number 9 on the countdown, the Tornadoes, the touchdown in the Dallas-Fort Worth area earlier in the week. Here is radio host Joe Galuski with Red Cross volunteer Dan Halliburton about the rescue, recovery, and cleanup after the storms.
Rescuers plan to search the Dallas area again today for anybody trapped after these violent tornadoes flattened homes, sucked up tractor trailers, and sent debris swirling in the air. Anywhere between 6 and 13 tornadoes may have touched down in Texas. Dan, the sun is coming up in Texas now. What are you seeing this morning after the tornadoes?
Well, we saw a lot of the damage yesterday after the passage of the storm through the area, so I think we have at least an idea of where the significant damage is today and this morning at sunrise, which is about an hour from now. We'll start to get out with our emergency response vehicles into the neighborhoods as we start to look at damage and to help people with their homes and determine whether they'll be able to stay there and what they'll need to kind of get back on their feet.
How many homes do you figure were destroyed, Dan?
The number is adding up, and it becomes even higher, I think, as time goes on. We understand as many as 400 homes in the Arlington area. Arlington, Texas is a city between Dallas and Fort Worth, kind of right in the middle, but to the south of Arlington. That was a neighborhood that was very heavily hit by the storms yesterday.
Are there enough shelters and places to go for people who've been displaced?
Yes, there seem to be. We opened three shelters initially in Dallas County area. That's the home county for Dallas, the city. And of those three shelters, actually one was closed. We checked in about 200 people to one of the shelters. It's not unusual, especially in a situation like this, where we'll check in higher numbers to be accommodated into the shelter. Then as time goes on in the evening, they start to get a hold of family and friends, and they will make other accommodations. We checked about 200 into the Lancaster shelter yesterday. As I was leaving last night, it looked like there were probably 50 in the area, but people will start to come back into the shelter as the evening goes on. So we're ready and prepared. You know, that's so critical. People have to have a place to stay. And our shelter system is designed to get that done. We were feeding hot food already with one of our partner agencies at that shelter. And we'll have a better idea as the day goes on the kind of needs that people will need. And, of course, we'll be in those neighborhoods as we assess the damage.
No reports of deaths so far. Is that still accurate?
That is what I'm hearing, and it's a thankful piece of news to report. Injuries seem to be minor. There was good notice kind of leading up to this, so if you were surprised by the severity of what happened. And, so far, I think we're very, very fortunate despite the devastation.
Up next on the countdown, the latest from the small college in Oakland, California, where that shooting took place this week, plus the Trayvon Martin case and a possible new terror threat for New York, all up next here on the countdown.
If you have gout, listen closely.
That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares.
You won't hear it, and you may not feel it,
but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
This year's April 17th tax filing deadline is fast approaching. And according to the IRS, the average refund will be nearly $3,000. For the second year in a row, Capital One Bank's annual tax and savings survey found that a third of Americans plan to spend all or part of their refund. However, personal finance expert Lynette Calfani-Cox says now's a great time for people to analyze their finances and consider saving some of that refund.
When you get a tax refund check of any size, it's tempting to just spend it. But with the cost of nearly everything rising and the economy still on the mend, it's a smart idea to rebuild your savings, pay down debt, and plan ahead for your long-term financial goals.
Capital One Bank offers a number of tips for taxpayers to boost their savings and maximize those refunds. Consumers should look for a product with a strong rate of return and establish automatic monthly transfers so that savings build up regularly. For more information, visit CapitalOne.com. I'm Steve Van Ort reporting.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Give your car a clean slate this spring with savings from Napa. Stop into any Napa Auto Parts store this April and pick up some Seafoam Motor Treatment or TransTune on sale for $6.48. That's more than 30% off. To stabilize your fuel, decarbon your engines, and free up your lifters and carb jet. So hurry in and make your car one mean, clean running machine. Keep it clean, guys, just like this radio spot at participating Napa Auto Parts store. Offer expires 4/30/12.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Granger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Granger representative or visit Granger.com/KeepStock. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Talk Radio in Review, the overview for the week, number 8. As we go for number 1, the California college shooting from Fox, Ainsley Earhart talked about charges filed against the shooter and how the community is struggling in the aftermath of the tragedy.
The man accused of unleashing mayhem on a California university campus Monday has declined to enter a plea. 43-year-old Juan Go appeared in court for the first time Wednesday to hear the charges.
We've alleged 7 counts of murder. We have alleged 3 counts of attempted murder with premeditation clauses.
Go may have had a vendetta against this woman, Ellen Servayan, Oikos University's nursing program director. Cops say he was heavily armed and ready for anything.
The defendant went to the school with a .45 caliber weapon. He also had 4 fully loaded magazines of ammunition.
Go dropped out of the nursing program at the school, but went back numerous times to ask Servayan for a full tuition refund. It's been reported he got angry when she told him a full refund was not possible. Servayan was teaching elsewhere when Go returned to the school. Her friend says she's having a difficult time dealing with this tragedy.
She's devastated. She's, I don't think it's really sunk in yet, but she's focusing right now on her students, the survivors, the families, and she's trying to be strong for them.
Judith Seymour is one of Go's 7 victims. Her fiance says he's still in shock.
It's hard to accept because you're in shock and disbelief, and you don't think, I never thought in a million years Judy would be harmed going to school. You shouldn't die for an education.
In addition to the murder charges, officials say there is a special circumstance allegation of committing multiple murders that could make him eligible for the death penalty.
Up to number 7 on the countdown, the Trayvon Martin case in Florida. Here's host Garland Robinette with legal analyst Steven Singer They talk about the growing number of states that are revisiting their own versions of stand your ground laws following this shooting death of Mr. Martin in Florida.
I'm not sure if this reflects the Louisiana law, but when a Wikipedia, here's the first sentence. Stand your ground law states that a person may use force in self-defense when there is reasonable belief of a threat without an obligation to retreat first. Legally, how do you define reasonable?
Well, legally, how you define reasonable is sort of in the eye of the beholder, and that's always the catch, and that's always the difficult for citizens, which is different police officers, different prosecutors, and different judges and different juries will define reasonably in their own mind differently, and so it makes it very difficult for the average citizen to know what they can and what they can't do, because what's reasonable is sort of in the eye of the beholder.
So it's not objective law, it's subjective thought.
Well, there is an objective standard in that usually when we talk in the law of subjective, the person who is defending themselves has to subjectively believe that they're in danger of force or violence being used upon them. And then, so that they have to actually themselves subjectively believe that. And then that subjective belief has to be objectively reasonable. It has to be one that people of reasonable minds believe is reasonable, but that is where the nub of the problem is for the average citizen. Is
but if judges give different definitions of reasonable, as do juries, as do prosecutors, it's a subjective issue when your life is going to be decided by the luck of the draw, whichever jury, judge, or prosecutor you get. Am I wrong there?
No, you're not wrong. To some extent, it is. There are definitions of reasonable, but none of them pin down a particular prosecutor in charging or a judge in deciding or a judge in explaining to a jury and having a jury decide. Ultimately, it's what those decision makers believe is reasonable under the circumstances.
Number six on the countdown, a possible new terror threat for New York. Host John Gambling here with Congressman Peter King about an Al-Qaeda posting on the internet that suggests another attack is on the way.
What's the story on this Al-Qaeda thing that we've seen posted, I gather, out of a website in Egypt? Or
yeah, that's where it appears to be from. Again, it would probably end up being nothing. Having said that, all these things have to be tracked as much as possible, and either it could be a real threat, which it probably is not. It could be just someone having fun, or it could be the enemy probing us, seeing how we react, seeing what we do. Probably the one thing we're most concerned about is, and again, Ray Kelly can speak for himself on this, but the general rule on these things is that could be a signal to someone else, which maybe has nothing to do with an exact attack on New York. It could be a signal for some cells to start operating, to start taking some action. It could be some kind of a signal. So that's where all of this has to be looked into. Also, by finding out more about that website, where it's coming from, that could lead us to find other people. So it's really a world of maze and mirrors out there, and everything has to be pursued. And that, I think, is probably the hardest thing for a lot of police and law enforcement, including the FBI around the country, to get used to, is that they were trained there's a crime, they locked that up, there's a bank robbery, there's a kidnapping, there's an organized crime situation going on, and there's someone to go after. When it comes to terrorism, probably 9 out of 10 or 99 out of 100 leads that you follow end up going nowhere. And you could be doing an outstanding job and not making an arrest for several years. And that was really hard to get police to adapt to. Having said that, in New York, Ray Kelly's done a phenomenal job on that by making it clear that both career advancement and what the NYPD wants is for all of these things to be tracked. You're not going to gauge it by how many arrests you have. It's not like, you know, locking up a guy that's done 30 burglaries and getting credit for solving 30
crimes.
It's
the same as the military having to deal with an enemy that doesn't wear a uniform and look like everybody else.
Yeah, you know, if you recall back, I'm sure you do, on September 11th, 2001, we said the world changed, things would never be the same. A lot of people have forgotten that, but it has changed.
Up next, the 9/11 mastermind finally headed to trial, and gas prices take a toll on the Easter weekend holiday travel. That's up next here on the Countdown.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Happy to have you along as we review the hot hits of the week in talk radio. The number five item on the countdown this week, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed on trial. Host John Howell and Amy Jacobson talked to military analyst Colonel Jeff Atticott about the mastermind of September 11th going on trial in Gitmo.
When is the trial set to begin?
Well, it'll probably start within 30 days. The charges have been preferred, and it's about time. I mean, the Obama administration has dragged their feet on this. In fact, all the far-left Democrats from day one have demonized military commissions. They're evil, et cetera, et cetera. We've all heard it. And this administration played politics with this case. Remember, they wanted to try it in New York City 2 years ago. Wow. You know, what a brilliant idea that was.
I know. For safety reasons, I'm so glad they decided to do it in yeah. Cuba there. But
The American people stood up and said, that's the dumbest thing we ever heard.
Yeah. Well, what changed their minds?
The American people, they said, no, you're not. And that was Democrats and Republicans. They said, wait a minute, these guys are enemy combatants. Hello? They should be tried by military commission if we're at war, not by a federal domestic criminal court. And, again, the Obama administration was a victim of their own propaganda where they demonized military commissions for years and years. And so they almost had to carry on with this nonsense and politics, and the families haven't had justice for all these years because they've been using this as a political piñata.
Colonel Atticott, if he was, I know he's not, I clearly believe, as you do, that he's an enemy combatant. However, in the case of a U.S. citizen who is brought up on terrorism charges, then what should the protocol be?
Well, the protocol should be that he goes at the front of the line for military commissions, but unfortunately our weak-kneed Congress, both the Republicans and the Democrats, when they passed the Military Commissions Act, they exempted U.S. citizen al-Qaeda members. You don't have to, because we executed U.S. citizens, members of the enemy in World War II, but they've got weak-kneed, both of them, and they said, oh, we're going to exempt U.S. citizens, which is outrageous, but if you're a U.S. citizen, al-Qaeda member, you get a free pass. They can detain you indefinitely as an enemy combatant without charging you. But if they do charge you, you get to go to a federal court. That's what's happened to Jose Padilla, the dirty
yeah.
member.
Number four this week, what you're paying for gasoline. Here's host Jeff Dunn with the AAA's Steve Pacer about the impact gas prices are having on the holiday travel plans this weekend.
I imagine for some folks who plan to do a lot of traveling, particularly by car this spring and summer, their plans may be altered a little bit. What are you finding at AAA?
Well, it's tough to tell, especially around spring break and Easter, because it falls in a different week and a different day every year. But compared to this time last year, we're actually seeing travel up about 2%, which might surprise some people because gas prices are higher than they were at this point last year. I know in Ithaca, you're paying about 30 cents more a gallon this year than you were last year. But surprisingly, the demand for travel is there, and people are still traveling.
And that demand is with automobiles or all across the spectrum?
It's a little bit of both. In this holiday, it's normally more car versus flying because a lot of this travel is family-related. And really, the cost of flying with the family and driving with the family to get to Florida, you know, to drive there, depending on the make and model of your car, it's going to be around $500. If you're going to fly there, that might get you one or two tickets, especially this time of the year.
Yeah, and as we know, obviously, the airfares are being impacted by the high fuel costs.
Yeah, that's right. Last week, Southwest increased their fares round trip about $4 to $10 after they did it. They kind of set the industry standard. After they did it, United followed, Delta, American Airlines, U.S. Airlines. So, you know, the rising jet fuel cost, it's something that they have to put into our cost, which isn't good for travelers.
And, yeah, Steve, as we get beyond the spring, get beyond Easter, we look toward the Memorial Day, which is traditionally the start of the summer travel season. Probably a little too early at this point for AAA to come out with its forecast, but do you think the numbers are going to be consistent with what we've seen over the last couple of years?
It's tough to say. You know, we work with a lot of analysts who try to predict the price of gas. There's so many variables that it's really hard to speculate. But they're predicting that this year will be front-end loaded like last year. We peaked in May last year in New York State. The hope is that between mid-April and mid-May, we'll hit that peak again. So hopefully by the time summer driving season starts, Memorial Day comes around, people will be able to take their road trips and not be paying as much for gas.
Rising prices of gasoline, the fourth most talked about topic of the week. Recapping the start of baseball is number 10. Texas tornadoes, number 9. California college shooting is number 8. Trayvon Martin case, number 7. Al-Qaeda threat, number 6. The trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, number 5. Prices for gasoline, number 4. So that leaves us with 3, 2, and 1. They're up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com and let the referrals begin.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288.
That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen, welcome back to the second half hour of this week's overview, starting at number 10, going to number 1, and we're at number 3, the budget proposal by the Republicans. Here is from CBS Scott Pelley and Nora O'Donnell talking about the responses to the budget plan from Mitt Romney and President Obama.
President Obama weighed in today saying the Republican Party has swung so far to the right that Ronald Reagan could not win a GOP primary this year. He made that claim during a speech in Washington. Chief White House correspondent Nora O'Donnell was there. Nora?
And Scott, President Obama, for the first time today, directly attacked his likely opponent, Mitt Romney. It was part of a stinging rebuke of the Republican budget plan that the president called social Darwinism, that he said would only deepen income inequality in this country.
I believe this is a make or break moment for the middle class, and I can't remember a time when the choice between competing visions of our future has been so unambiguously clear.
The president signaled today he is ready for a fight, blasting Mitt Romney for embracing a controversial budget blueprint for the country that was designed by Republicans in Congress.
He said that he's very supportive of this new budget. And he even called it marvelous, which is a word you don't often hear when it comes to describing a budget.
The Republican plan was authored by Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan, a Romney supporter. It would repeal President Obama's health care law, cut the top tax rate from 35% to 25%, and cut spending by $5.3 trillion, including $810 billion from Medicaid and $205 billion from Medicare. President Obama's own plan calls for increasing taxes on the wealthiest Americans, and he says the GOP plan would give millionaires a $150,000 tax cut.
It is a Trojan horse. Disguised as deficit reduction plans, it is really an attempt to impose a radical vision on our country. It is thinly veiled social Darwinism. It is antithetical to our entire history as a land of opportunity and upward mobility for everybody who's willing to work for it.
Chip Reed talked to Congressman Ryan in his home state today, and Ryan said Mr. Obama's attacks are an attempt to deflect from a failure to address the skyrocketing national debt.
If we prevent a debt crisis from happening in this country, which is what our plan does, then we can protect the people who need government the most. That's people who have already retired. That's people who are on the bottom rung of the economic ladder who need these safety nets.
Now, Republicans also note that Democrats in Congress have failed to produce a budget for the past 3 years. Scott, that means Congress has been funding our country on an ad hoc basis, and that is something that both sides agree is no way to govern.
Host Don Wade in Roma talked to CNBC's Larry Kudlow about President Obama's attack on the GOP budget.
He bullied journalists as well yesterday or the day before.
Telling reporters how to report stuff.
You're right about that. That's a good point. He really was trying to write their headlines and their stories for them. And I thought that speech he gave was really a lousy speech, and I'll tell you why. Not only was it inaccurate mischaracterization of the Ryan budget in so many different ways, but it was a very dark, negative speech. In other words, all he could do in front of his newspaper association was attack the chairman of the House Budget Committee, who was not a presidential equal. He had no positives of his own, Obama. He had no plan of his own. He had no growth program of his own. All he could do was, you know, fire insults, social Darwinism and things like that, radicalism. That really, to me, shows tremendous weakness on his part. He obviously doesn't want to run on his record. And Mitt Romney made that point yesterday, and I think it's a good point. And I had a couple of guys on last night, Howard Dean, and he didn't really go. He said, oh, you don't believe that, Larry. I actually do. I think Obama's really running on a campaign of a lot of weakness here.
Well, think of how well his budget was received.
Right.
Both this year and last. So it's a joke for him to be maligning someone else's budget who got many, many more votes than his.
Right. Well, 414 to zero in the House.
Yes.
Wouldn't even vote on it in the Senate. Senate never votes on budgets anymore. They're in violation of the 1974 Budget Reform
1,072 days without a Senate budget. We're counting.
Well, you should count. I mean, it's really a modern wonder of the world for fiscal irresponsibility. So, I mean, my point, you know, he's bullying, and it's not going to work. In other words, this is not a campaign message. It's not something that's going to stick. It's not something that's going to appeal. There's no hope and change right now with this guy.
That brings us to number two. Still continuing this week is Supreme Court and Obamacare, and we'll talk about it next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. U.S. Air Force Airman Second Class John LaPlante, 543rd Ammunition Supply Squadron.
And I went to Busan, and that was nothing but poverty at the time. And when I went back in 2009, I went to where I'd been stationed, and today, no more air base, no more ammunition dump, it's a resort. First Class A resort. To see what the country had become, in 57 years at that time since I'd been there. It was just overwhelming. You know, not that I'm a hero. All I did was drive a truck. But, no, we did our job.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four! Lots of things in review this week. Pretty interesting list. We're up to number two this week, the Supreme Court hearings, Obamacare. Here's host Keith Larson talking to a reporter about the back and forth between the president and the Supreme Court justices. The law that Congress passed should not be changed, so saith Obama.
Tell me your thought on this, Shannon, covering the Supreme Court. A lot has been made in the last few days about the president's comments about the health care decision and unelected judges shouldn't be overturning the work or the will of the democratically elected legislative body, this kind of thing. And a lot of people, or some people, have surmised or inferred, did somebody from within the Supreme Court give President Obama a tip-off as to how this vote looks like it's leaning, and that prompted him to come out and sort of, fire this shot over the bow of the Supreme Court? Do you think there's anything to that, or is there anything to that, that the Supreme Court is leaking to the White House?
You know, I would say it would be exceptionally unusual. I mean, it's one of the most leak-proof places in Washington. I mean, it's, the clerks aren't going to leak anything because they will ruin their entire legal career. You know, these folks who are all Yale and Harvard students and Ivy League educated young people who are clerks who assist the justices, you would not get a leak from them. The justices themselves, I think they have great enough respect for the institution that they wouldn't do it. I mean, it's hard to imagine that it would happen. Now, we do know they already voted on Friday. They took their first vote on this. So, folks, those justices know where their colleagues stand at this point. Those votes can change. They can persuade each other as they write their opinions and send the drafts back and forth. I mean, that happens. People do change votes. But the only thing we know for sure is they have voted. What we don't know is if there was a leak, but I have to tell you, I'd be very, very surprised.
But people are surmising, which of the appointees worked in the Solicitor General's office? Who came from the administration? Was that
Elaine
Kagan?
Yeah. Justice Kagan, yes. She was, the newest justice. She was the Solicitor General. And, of course, there were many calls for her to recuse herself because there were questions about whether she was involved at any point in coming up with legal strategy for defending the law. I mean, right. There are emails that are uncontested that have been released that show she was very happy when the law was passed, saying things like amazing, sending it to different colleagues. So it's clear that she, it sounds like from these emails, was very supportive of the law being passed. But that doesn't mean that she can't rule objectively on it. And the Chief Justice actually came out, because there were calls for Justice Thomas as well to recuse himself, and very pointedly said, I trust my colleagues. These are professional people of character, and it's up to them whether they recuse themselves or not, and I trust them to make that decision.
So Justice Kagan wouldn't give any tip-off to the White House for which she had just, up until a couple of years ago, worked?
I would hope not.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't think so. I truly believe that the sanctity of the court is so well respected by those who work there that I have to believe that they would want to uphold the integrity of that particular institution.
Talk host Bob Rose thinks the president is overstepping his authority in trying to bully the Supreme Court into upholding the Affordable Care Act.
President Obama, now he wants to be a ruler of the world. This is amazing. This guy is beating up on the Supreme Court, and this is not the first time. Now, look, here's how it works. When the Supreme Court rules in a favorable way to you, all right, you go, yeah, that's a cool Supreme Court. And when they rule in a way that you're not happy with, like when they ruled against private property owner rights, I went crazy on that a few years ago. So, yeah, there's some of that that takes place. But this president is going even further. It's not about him not getting his way. He's actually questioning the authority. He's questioning the authority of the Supreme Court itself. You know what makes it even more frightening? This President Obama was supposedly a constitutional professor. He was teaching young people about the Constitution, of which he either doesn't understand, which I doubt because he is an intelligent man, or he just wants to change the meaning of the Constitution. Remember, he did say that he thought the Constitution was a flawed document. You're going to be a professor and you're going to teach people about constitutional law, and yet you don't really believe this Constitution is a great document to begin with. It's the cornerstone of our nation. Was it perfect in every way, shape, or form? Of course not. There is no such thing. No such thing, you know, written by man, put together by man, and men of different backgrounds who had to get together and try to formulate something that was going to stand the test of time. The Supreme Court is one of the three branches of government. It is the system of checks and balances. I mean, this is fundamental. Fundamental to what we are as a nation. You know, when you say we're a nation of laws, the Supreme Court interprets whether or not the laws passed by Congress are constitutional. It doesn't matter how popular the law is. That doesn't matter. Just like it doesn't matter how popular speech is that's protected under the First Amendment. Because it's unpopular speech that needs protection. Sometimes it's a very popular law that will be struck down by the court because it's unconstitutional. Now, why is that important? Because if you didn't have this checks and balances, if you didn't have a Supreme Court have a final say on whether a law was constitutional or not, what you would end up with is something called mob rule. Mob rule, because most of the people like it, we should go along with it. Well, that's just simply wrong.
Talk host Mandy Cannell with Congressman John Yarmuth about the president's comments.
The president was asked in the Rose Garden about the Supreme Court weighing Obamacare and the mandate.
Right.
And even Reuters, which is, again, not exactly a right-wing, you know, organization, said that Obama fired a shot over the bow at the Supreme Court. And he made some statements that were grossly inaccurate about how the Supreme Court, it would be unprecedented if they overturned this law. He also said that this bill was passed by a large majority, which is preposterous. And you were there, John. You know that that's ridiculous.
It was not a large majority.
It was squeaked through. I mean, squeak is an accurate term here.
Right.
So what are your thoughts about him wading into this?
Well, I think what I would say is I think he probably went too far in his comments. But my guess is what he's doing is laying the groundwork for the election in case the court does overturn that, and so that he can make the Supreme Court part of the election campaign. My attitude about everybody criticizes the court when they don't like them. Believe me, both sides of the aisle in Congress are never hesitant to take the Supreme Court on and say things that are far worse than the president said. And I understand it doesn't have the impact that when the president says it, but George Bush was very critical of the Supreme Court back during his term when he talked about judicial activists. And so whenever somebody doesn't like a decision, I think the difference here is this is a potential decision and not one that's been made. And that I would raise some questions about whether that's the right thing to do, to actually kind of pressure the court decision that they're about to render. That's probably not appropriate.
That leaves us number one, and that's the GOP presidential race next here on The Countdown.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As I said, number one is the GOP primary. Andrea Mitchell talks to Time Magazine's Joe Klein. Klein thinks Santorum is going to drop out of the race before the Pennsylvania primary.
There is this meeting, and we had the first comments from the Santorum campaign, a meeting that she, Alice Stewart, says is a stop Romney meeting in suburban Virginia here, the conservative movement trying to figure out most likely how to get Newt Gingrich out of the race and how to rally around Santorum, rather than what many had thought was going on right now, which was the soul searching of Rick Santorum and whether it's time to drop out.
Well, that's one point of view, one point of spin, I might even say. Who knows what's going on in that meeting? They may be trying to convince Santorum to leave, but I mean, this thing is over. And, you know, Santorum, I suspect, especially with the polls really tightening in Pennsylvania, will not want to, you know, risk the embarrassment of losing his home state. He'll pack it in before then, I suspect.
What about the widening gender gap that Romney now has to deal with? 18 points in at least one poll, the USA Today Gallup poll this week. There's always been a gender gap, and it's always something that Republican nominees have to deal with. This one looks like a canyon.
Well, you could fit a lot of caterpillars in that canyon, I would imagine, Andrea. Well, you know, why do they do this sort of thing? Why don't, I mean, you know, if you have a choice, caterpillars become butterflies, don't they? That would at least be a more pleasant image. They have been screwing up on a variety of fronts throughout the year. And this race, you know, Romney is the most plausible president among the group. And so it was a good result for the country. But in the process, the Republicans really embarrassed themselves, and they insulted the intelligence of the American people on a lot of issues with a lot of the candidates. What does it say that a party would lift someone like Herman Cain, whose comprehensive ignorance of foreign policy and much of domestic policy was entirely evident? Well, what does it say that the party would lift him to front-runner status for even one day? And you get example after example. You know, they knocked down Rick Perry because he expresses some compassion for the children of illegal illegal immigrants. That doesn't, you know, fit well with Hispanics or, for that matter, the rest, you know, the rest of bright-thinking people, I would imagine. It's been a very destructive campaign. It's put Romney in a very deep hole, and he's got some real problems extricating himself from that situation, I think.
Host Clay Young and Kevin Meeks talked to political analyst Rich Johnson about the latest poll numbers, which show Mitt Romney leading Rick Santorum in his own state.
I was watching Charles Krauthammer the other day talk about how Romney should not address Santorum directly, spend money going after him, and spend his time in Pennsylvania going after the president. Looks like that's the strategy he's employing.
Yeah, although I wouldn't be surprised if he backs off, because I think it might already be mission accomplished. A new PPP poll out today has Santorum up by, Romney up over Santorum by 5 points, 7 points.
Wow. And Santorum was leading
37, 5 points in Pennsylvania. Santorum's old stomping ground.
He was leading by 20 points a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's like a 23-point swing between Santorum losing and Romney gaining since the last PPP poll a month ago.
Based on what you've seen there, to what do you attribute this swing in support?
It's finally, I think, Republicans coming to grips with the reality that Mitt Romney's going to be their nominee. They don't believe Santorum. More and more do not believe that Santorum has a shot at the nomination, much less the election in November. So let's get on the bandwagon.
When you have either of the candidates recently commented on this controversy over what the president said about the Supreme Court?
They have. I don't have the exact comments a recollection, but I think Romney has a couple of times this week.
Is that playing out at all on the campaign trail? Are people talking about that?
Not really. It's more about, you know, jobs, the economy, that kind of thing. The Supreme Court and health care certainly is part of that argument, but not anything greater than anything else on the issue menu.
You know, in the last 10 states, Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul only have about 27 or 28 delegates between them. Is it over for them, just really?
Oh, yeah, it's been over for a long time. But as I said before, you know, neither of those guys is going to – they'll still be in the race come Inauguration Day. They're not getting out just – you know, so they'll have that table. They'll get their 20 minutes of speaking time at the convention in Tampa. But, boy, that's a lot of millions of dollars to spend for a 20-minute speech.
The presidential race, most talked about item this week on talk radio. Let's recap. Start of baseball, number 10. Those Texas tornadoes, number 9, California college shooting, number 8, Trayvon Martin case, number 7, Al-Qaeda's terror threat, number 6, the trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, number 5, rising gas prices, number 4, number 3 is the new GOP budget proposal, number 2, the Supreme Court hearings on health care, and number 1, the talk radio countdown show following the GOP presidential race. That's it for this week's countdown in review.